Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Real quick. Let me tell you something. You see the title, it says, "It's Worth It." Let me tell you, as I was walking, and I mean, I walked fast because I didn't want to forget absolutely nothing that God was saying to me about this. So I might be breathing a little hard because I tried to get around this park really fast because I really didn't want to forget any of this. So God just started talking about, Gerald, it's worth it. It's worth it to walk fast. It's worth it to do what you're doing. It's worth it to fight. It's worth it to pray harder. It's worth it to get up. It's worth it. Because let me tell you something. He said, everybody's spending so much time talking about a problem. A problem. Oh, my problem this. Oh, my situation this. Oh, this. Oh, that. You don't know how hard it is. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got to do this. Oh, my God. This. Oh, my God. That. Using God with it. You see what I'm saying? And so he was literally telling me, do you think when Jesus went on that cross and did what he did, you don't think it's worth it? Think about your salvation. Think about your eternal life. Think about your access to heaven. Think about your access to getting to God, because you can't get to God unless you go through Jesus. And so if Jesus didn't do what he did, you wouldn't have the access to get it. Come on now, y'all about to catch this thing real quick. The reason we actually rehearse all of the situations that we go through, all of the problems that we go through. I'm talking about myself too, because he was talking to me first. So when we rehearsing this stuff, all we do is make it solidify. And the enemy just wants you to rehearse it. But sooner or later, you'll go and find somebody that come in agreement with you. So we'll really make this thing solidified. And guess what happens? You keep going in a cycle over and over and over and over again. And sooner or later, you wondering why you keep going in this cycle and you can't get out. You can't get out. Why? Because you keep talking about the situation. He says, call those things that be not as though they were. This is a year of speaking. This is the year of opening your mouth and build what you want to see. Build a framework of what you want to see. So if your situation looks that jacked up, that means you got to declare something that's going to crush that. You're going to have to pray something that's going to have to crush that. Let me tell you something, man. I'm on the side of the one. I'm the person that somebody had to pray for, that God wanted her to pray, my wife to pray for me, to declare for me, to speak over me, even when she didn't see this thing. She didn't see this. But what you get to see the final product. And I ain't even done yet. I'm not even done. So I'm here. I'm here. Me personally, I'm here to give you some hope that it is worth it. So don't give up. Don't give up in the process. Don't give up in the midst of what God is doing. Fine tune your ears. The enemy is trying to dull your ears that you will block out the voice of God, because he'll tell you it ain't worth it. You don't need to do all of that. Your eyes start seeing something and you start saying, man, this ain't worth it. He too far gone or she too far gone. Why am I going to do this? They disrespecting me. They doing all of this. But God says, if you lean on me, if you rely on me, if you trust in me, I will get you through this. You trying to get yourself through it. You trying to find somebody that's going to help you get through it because you want them to co-sign. But when somebody tell you what you should be doing, when you should be listening to God, you'll let them go. You'll cut them off. You're cutting off the wrong people. You need to find somebody or something that's going to help you get through. Go through the process. Everybody got to go through a process. Everybody got to go through something. Stop talking about your situation. God has created you to be a solution to the problem. You seeing a problem and you want to be with the problem. You want to co-sign the problem. You want to talk about the problem. But God said, you are the solution. I put the solution inside of you. You are greater. It's a greater that is inside of you that he doesn't in this world. Tap into it. He has given you the Holy Spirit. Lead God and comfort you. So why are you over there in turmoil? Why are you over there up and down? Why are you over there feeling like you bipolar, schizophrenic? Why? Why? Come on, why? Why are you doing that? That's what the enemy wants. So today I come to you to tell you to get out of that. You are the solution to the problem. God has told you, I want you to pray for them. I want you to change your facial expressions. I want you to change your body language. I want you to change the way you do things. And you will say, oh God, that's just too hard. That's the problem. You want to say it's too hard. But God says all things are possible. Huh? All things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. So you trying to tell me you ain't operating in Christ? So you trying to tell me that Christ ain't living in you? When you say that, you telling God that my son paid a price for you and you ain't allow him into your heart. That's what it sounds like to God. So I hope you got a different perspective today of you co-signing your problem, reminding people of your problem. Man, you don't know what she said to me. Man, she always disrespected me. Bro, are you praying? Do you know God? Is the Christ inside of you? Are you tapped into the greater? Have you opened your mouth and started declaring a thing? Sis, stop finding somebody that's going to co-sign your problem, your situation. Oh, my situation. Y'all trying to figure out my situation bad, worse than your situation. Man, a situation is a situation. A problem is a problem. It is what it is. It's time to come out of that, man. It's time to come out of that. I mean, I was walking fast. He was hitting me. Bam, Jerry, you got to come out. Walk faster. Walk faster. Why are you complaining about? I got your chest. I got your heart. I got you. Run. Come on. Pick up the pace. I'm going to need you to do something different today. Why? I need you to do something. I need you to push yourself. I don't want you to come out your heart. I got your heart. I got your body. I want you to push yourself to the limit because you can sit down within a couple minutes. I need you to push yourself. So today are the days you're going to push yourself. Today is the day you're going to repent right now. God, I repent for always talking about my problems. Always talking about it's too hard. Always talking about I can't do it. Always doing this. Oh, he this. Oh, she that. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, my back this. Oh, my knee this. Father, I repent. I repent. Oh, you should repent too if you need to repent. But I'm repenting for myself. For all the times that I'm supposed to be the solution to the problem. Huh? Huh? So we only use scripture when it's good for us. When everything is hunky-dory. But we want to find somebody that'll co-sign crap. Just flat-out crap. Come on, y'all. Today, you realize that you are the solution to that problem. Let me tell you, my wife was the solution to the problem. Uh-huh. It was people that talked to me. Oh, it was people that tried their best. I even had alcoholics, bums, people on the street try to tell me that God was using them to talk. Man, you need to go home. You need to go do this. That wasn't working. It wasn't working for me. It wasn't working. But God had to work on my wife and had her to do some things differently. And then when I was able to talk to her and be able to see her, I saw something different. I heard something different. And that was making a change for me. Come on now. Listen to what I'm telling you now. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you might be the solution. God is saying you're the solution. If he's working on you and you standing there talking about, well, what they going to do? And you got an attitude about it. You need to repent. You need to repent. If you constantly worried, God has that person. God can do more than you can possibly imagine. God can turn what was once dead and breathe life upon it. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I'm living at this very moment. At this very moment. Somebody can say, well, they doing all of this. God can change that. God can change that. But he want to use you as a vessel to be able to speak something into this earth realm, to be able for somebody to see something different, hear something different, feel something different. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. So stop. I'm telling you right now, stop. Stop. Stop rehearsing the problem. Stop rehearsing it. Stop rehearsing it. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So where is your faith at? Do you have faith in God? Do you have faith in what Christ died on the cross for? Do you have faith in that? I bet you have faith in when it comes down to your healing. I bet you got faith when it comes down to trying to get some money. I bet you got faith in that. But why you can't have faith in a broken husband or a broken wife? Why you can't have no faith in that? Why you can't have faith that God can change them? Why you can't have faith that God can bring them out of the drugs, the alcohol, the perversion, the homosexuality, all of that stuff? You don't believe he can bring them out? Then why did Christ die on the cross if you ain't gonna believe it? If you ain't gonna believe it, where's your faith? Where's your belief? Where is it? Is it in what you gotta see? Is it in what the devil is telling you? Man, the devil is a liar. Do y'all know that? He is a liar. Get that through your head. He is a liar. If it don't line up with the word and it don't line up with God said, man, let that crap go. Man, a stranger's voice, you shall not follow. You shall not follow that. So don't follow that excuse. Get your excuses out the way. Stop complaining and be the solution. Come on, y'all. Let's go. I'm serious. I'm serious right now. I'm like so serious. I'm like so serious. It's time, y'all. It's time. And listen, I'm standing before you to give you some hope. I'm telling you. I'm standing right here to give you hope. What people thought could not be. It's like the exceedingly abundantly. It's like I woke up this morning 3:00 and God just started giving me blueprints, plans like crazy. And I'm like, before I would be like, oh God, that's too much. Why are you doing all of this? Why are you? No. I'm like, okay, God, what's the details? Give me the A, B, C, D, E, all the way to Z. Give it to me. Show it to me. I don't want to miss a step. You know what? Because fear used to have me. And I used to say, I'm incompetent. I can't do that. Man, the devil is a liar. He had me fought. He had me literally opening my mouth and cursing myself. So I cancel the curse, the negative words you done spoke over yourself, the negative words you done spoke over your spouse, talking about what they can't do, what they won't do. The devil is a liar. Start speaking things into existence. Open your mouth and say something different. Open your mouth and declare something different. Change the way you see things. Change the way you hear things. He said, be in this world, but not of this world. Stop doing what the world does. That's the world always finding something negative. They always want to talk about somebody. You want to talk about me. I'm okay. Talk about me. Listen, I've got my skin done got thick. It done got real thick. To worry about what somebody is saying about me. I ain't got no time for that. That's wasting my space. My space is for kingdom purposes. My space is for getting the instructions of God. That's what my space is. All of that hearing what somebody else saying, man, whatever. I renounce that negative word that you said. Let it boomerang back to you. Let you feel that word. I'm not tripping on that. I'm moving on. I got something better to do. I'm on kingdom business. I'm kingdom minded. That's what I declare over myself. I don't declare what the world is saying. Man, bump that. I know what I used to do. I know what I used to be. I know what I used to deal with. I know that. You don't have to remind me of that. I already know. I tell you what I'm doing. I don't need you to help me tell me what I'm doing. I know it. I know what I come out of. So I'm here to tell you that what someone is in, they can't come out of. So don't you put your extra 2 cents on them when God is trying to deliver them. But he's trying to use you as a solution to this problem. Y'all like, man, he on here screaming today because I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited because God wants to do something today. You heard me? God is trying to do something today. He's trying to change a mindset today. He wants you to stop. I mean, stop. Like, literally, stop. How long? You all want to ask, how long I got to go through this? God is like, how long you going to be like this? How long you going to complain? How long are you going to ever renew your mind? Renew your mind. That's why he said renew your mind daily. Why? Because you're going to have situations in this day that you're going to have a renewed mind to deal with. Gerald, because I don't want y'all to think that I'm just screaming at y'all. I can't see you. I'm looking at myself. It's like I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And I'm motivating myself to never, ever, ever complain no more. He created me to be a solution to problems. To problems. And he said it's worth it. It's worth going through it. I had to go through this thing. Man, we had to go through this thing for a decade plus. That's a long doggone time to go through turmoil. To go through agony. To go through hurt. Go through pain. Some people going through it longer than that. But guess what? When you realize that you are the solution to the problem, when you realize that there's greater in you than he did in this world, when you start realizing that and you start tapping into that, you start walking differently, you start sounding differently, you start hearing differently, you start seeing differently, then all of a sudden, everything around you start looking different because you're the solution. You're the solution. Each and every one of us is the solution to a problem. The solution to your family. The solution to your marriage. The solution to your children, you know, being wayward, whatever. Whatever it may be. But let me tell you something. Stop trying to find somebody that's going to co-sign that stupidness. It's stupid. You just said my situation is stupid. It is, bro. I did it. Mine was stupid. It was stupid. Because to whom much is given, much is required. You know what to do, but you choose not to do it. What you want to call that? Now, if you don't understand the Bible, and you ain't never read the Bible, you ain't never picked up a Bible, and you ain't never listened to a message that talked about the Bible, then I apologize. But if you picked up a Bible and you know the Bible and you refuse to use what the Bible says, or God has literally spoke to you and you chose not to do it, let me tell you something. Don't sit here and tell me that can't happen. I did it. So don't tell me that it can't happen. I was that person sitting in the first row, second row, third row, fourth row, fifth row, hearing a message, hearing prophetic words, hearing people prophesy over me and just didn't do it. So you can't tell me that it won't be. You can't tell me you can't operate in a rebellious spirit and go to church every Wednesday or whatever day you go for Bible study and go to church on Sundays. You can't tell me you wouldn't do it. I did it. So that's telling me that somebody else could do it too. So don't be offended by what I'm saying, because somebody just got offended. So I'm praying that you don't get offended. So I just helped you out right there. So when I'm telling you to stop it, to stop using the excuses. Stop it. Please. Because God is saying, son, daughter, you are the solution to the problem that's in front of you. God, I'm the solution. Well, give me the ingredients. Give me the ingredients. So what declarations do I need to say? What prayers that I need to say? What other things I need to do? Do I need to fast? Do I need to separate myself? Do I need to go on a sabbatical? What do I need to do? Ask. Ask for the ingredients. Ask for the formula. Ask for the formula. My wife started saying something the other day. She said, you know what? God drops formulas into me. Gerald. That was the first time we started talking about formulas. He's dropping formulas, and he was dropping formulas. And let me tell you, the solution to my problem, anxiety. I'm not dealing with all the other stuff anymore. I'm talking about anxiety, worry, fret. All of that stuff open up depression. Depression opens up suicide. You better catch what I'm saying. Then it tries to, you know, it tries to affect my body, affect my health. You see what I'm saying? It's a small little thing, but it has a domino effect. And what the enemy always tries to do is take that person out. So God drops this formula into her. This is what I need you to do, Jerry. I'm giving you the formula. I'm just telling you. So it was like, I want to be able to, me. This is me. I'm like, I'm gonna just go do this. I'm gonna take these herbs. I'm gonna take these vitamins. I'm gonna do all of this. And you know, I'm like, it's my hormone system. And I'm not, I ain't working out enough, or I'm not, you know, do whatever, whatever. But God told her, he needs to lay down. Don't get on the phone. Turn off the TV. Lay down for 15 minutes. Put the weighted blanket on and just rest in me. And then wake up and, I mean, get up. And then go back to work and then do it. If he need 15 more minutes, then at a certain point of time, he take a 15 minute break and just rest in me. And this is the formula for him not to have anxiety, not to have worry, not to have fret, not to have depression, not to have. This was the formula. Now, it wasn't like it was, oh, I want him to decree and declare. No, it was simple, something simple, like something simple. But he downloaded a formula because she's in a place to hear the formula from God. She's asking, what is it that my husband needs? What is it that he needs to help him to be a better man, to help him to be a better father, to help him to be the CEO, to help him be the general that you have called for him to be, to help him to be an apostle that you have called for him to be, to help him to do the things that you have called for him to do? Why? Because she's the solution to the problem. And she's willing to be the solution to the problem. Why? Because she has practiced in seeing that it's worth it. What are you practicing to see that it's worth it? What are you doing to see, to know that it's worth it? What are you doing? Are you complaining? Are you murmuring? Are you spending just all your days crying? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Stop crying. Dry your tears. Come on. We may do it for a night, but in the morning, come on. You cried last night. Ain't no more crying this morning. There's no more crying. No more crying. No more weeping over this. He said that you are the solution. He said that I don't put something greater inside of you that's greater than anything in this world. He said, I've given you access to all authority, all the power. He's giving you access to the heavens. He's giving you access to the throne room. He's giving you access. Ain't no need of crying no more. Now it's about doing. Will you do it? Will it be you? Will it be you? Come on. Will it be you? Put a declaration. Yes, Lord, it's me. I'll do it. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I will do it, Lord. Come on. I'm the solution. You can put, I'm the solution to my problems. I'm the solution. You created me to be a solution. He's created you to be a solution. Gerald, he created you to be a solution. Any problem you see, He created you to be the solution for it. He created you to be the solution for it. All you got to do is ask for the ingredients. Can I get the formula for this? Can I get the God? Oh Lord, drop down from the throne room and give me the ingredients for this. Give me the formula for this. Give me the formula. Come on, y'all. Come on. Ask for the formula. Ask God to give you the formula for the solution. Come on, stop crying about this thing. Don't stop letting these situations and these problems weigh you down. Stop letting them take advantage of you. Stop letting them crush you. Stop letting them do damage to you. Stop. I know I just screamed and I'm sorry. But I need somebody just won't stop. Someone just said, oh my God, my problems. Then get off. You'll do yourself some damage sitting on this broadcast, and you know doggone well you're not gonna do it. You're not gonna be the solution. You're not gonna do it. Ain't no need of you hearing it. But let me tell you something. It's already going into your ear gate. It's one thing that doesn't need permission. It's words and music to get into your ear gate and get into your mind and get into your heart. Words. People talking, oh, words don't hurt. Man, listen, words can do damage. You listening to the wrong words, it'll do damage to your brain. It'll do damage to your mind. It'll do damage to your heart. I'm telling you. So if you're not willing to do it, if you're not willing to be the solution, then you might want to get off. You might want to just click the button and move it on or scroll, do whatever it is you got to do, because to whom much is given, much is required. Because if you listening to this and you've said, I am the solution, or I'll do it, God, or I'll do it, Lord, or whatever, or if you even just said, hallelujah, amen, if you said any of that, you just came in agreement and you saying that this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. So if you ain't willing to do it, get off. Get off. I'm telling you now, get off. Get off. Because what it's going to do is get worse. And you don't even want to know the formula to stop it right now. You don't even want to know the formula. You ain't even trying to know the formula. You all in your feelings. You all in your emotions. You all in the spirit of offense. Doesn't grab you. Who is he to talk to me like this? Man, I hear you. I hear you in the spirit realm. But I'm telling you, I'm the one that's on the other side of it being worth it. How about that? I'm that one. I'm glad my wife decided to say that it's worth my life. My wife did a webinar training. His life depends on it. You better understand that. Somebody's life depend on you being the solution to a problem. I'm just trying to tell you. So yes, I'm the person on the other side, so I have a legal right to say what I'm saying, because my life depended on somebody being a solution to my problem. Somebody willing to get the formula to help me to get delivered. You better catch that thing. So yes, I'm that person. Yes, I talk like I'm that person. Yes. God, I'm telling you, man, this is what God, this is my mandate, to help, to bring hope. Listen, I want you to hope again. The enemy got you now feeling like you hopeless. This situation is hopeless. Man, he's a liar. And the truth is not even in him. So let's go. Let's go. Listen. Share this with somebody that's been sitting there going through it. I want you to share it with all your friends. Because this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know somebody needs some help, but you're going to be a spiritual hoarder. You'll hold it for yourself. Or you'll feel like, oh, no, I don't want nobody to know I'm listening to this. Why? Why? You think that the enemy don't know what I just said? You think the enemy don't know that? You think the enemy don't know? He know what I just said. And before I get off of here, I'ma pray that no backlash or retaliation happens. I'ma pray that you will be committed and submitted to what God is telling you to do. That you will be committed and submitted to being the solution to the problems. That you will no longer waver. That you will no longer be bipolar or schizophrenic about what God is asking you to do. You will no longer be wishy-washy. You will no longer live in a gray area. You won't be disobedient, and you won't have a rebellious spirit. Come on. Let's go. Let's get stronger. Come on now. This is the time we get stronger. I'm tired of us walking around like we weak, and the world looking at us like we weak. Man, we the strongest things out here. You better know who your daddy is. You better know who what family you come from. Man, we got access to everything. We have authority over everything. 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 All means all. It ain't changed. So why we walking around here like we don't understand what's going on? We don't understand how we got to win. We don't understand that we got victory. We don't understand that we're overcomers. We don't understand. You know why you don't understand? Because you're walking in the flesh. You walking in disobedience. You walking in, I'm just telling you, that's why I ain't get it. I was walking in my flesh. I was walking in a rebellious spirit. I was a rebel. I was stiff-necked. I was prideful. And God had to break that junk. I had to get delivered from that. And thank God I got delivered, that I can stand before you and talk to you right now and have authority in talking about it. I ain't telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I walk out every single day. Every single day. Now I'm going to walk out here. God, I'm a solution. Where's a problem? If I'm the solution, give me a problem. Somebody got a problem? Come on, God, give me the formula for them. Let me help them. Let me be a solution. Use me. Let me be a vessel. Anybody asking that problem? Anybody asking God that? Or are we saying, God, do you see this situation? When you going to do something by her? When you going to do something by him? When you going to fix them? When you going to discipline them? When you going to bring wrath on them? You hear what that sounds like? That sounds just flat out crazy. But you know what? We do it. We do it. I've done it. When you going to change her? When you going to make her respect me? When you going to be all these things? And when you don't do it fast enough, I would leave. But you know what? God did something in my wife to help her to change, to help her to be the solution to the problem. And as she became the solution, as she started getting the ingredients, the Holy Spirit would tell, pray for this. I'm talking about the formulas. The formula. Oh, hear what I'm saying? The formula. Pray for this. Don't say that. Declare this. Watch your face on this, because he might do this. Don't ask him that. You're going to make him lie. Do you want him to be a liar? Do you want to be mad? Then don't ask him that. Formula. Ingredients. I'm just saying. But you got to be willing to ask God. You got to be willing to talk to God. You got to be willing to commune with God. You got to be one with God. You got to be able to be submitted to the Holy Spirit. You got to be willing to do it. Because if you don't do it, you're going to find yourself in a cycle. And if you found yourself in a cycle, repent and ask God that I need this. Here's a problem. I need to break this. I got to give me the formula to break this cycle, because I don't want to be in this cycle no more. I don't want to be in this merry-go-round. I want to get off this merry-go-round. So give me the formula for this. Is it my facial expressions? Is it me rolling my head? Is it me pointing my finger? Is it me raising my voice? Is it me walking away? Is it me just yelling and screaming? What is it? So I'm finna pray right now, because I just want y'all to get this. And I see a whole lot of people, but I ain't see a whole lot of shares. So when I get off this thing, I pray that everybody that's on here shared this. I'm telling you, it's going to change somebody. You don't think it's just for you. It's somebody that's going to hit your timeline that needs to hear this. That's going to hear this. And it's going to help change their life. It might not be for you right now. But it might be for somebody that's on your timeline. One of your friends, one of your cousins, one of your relatives, one of the people that you deal with on your job. It might just be for them. So I'm asking you to make sure that before you get off of this line, that you just share this thing. So Father God, I thank you right now for this word. I thank you for this motivation. I thank you for that it stretches them, Father God. And it pushes them to a place where they truly want to be the solution to the problem. Whatever the problem may be, Father, there's no problem. You specialize in problems. You literally specialize in problems. What the devil meant for bad, you turn out for the good. I thank you, Father God, that what their solution looked like will no longer look the same. Father God, as they transform into this place of the solution, as they be the vessels to the solution, as you download and drop the formulas, the prescriptions that they need to be the formula, Father God, or for the prescription to whatever it is the solution is, Lord, you know what the situation is. And I declare that the enemy will no longer torment, the enemy will no longer have a stronghold over their life. Father, I thank you, Father, for your son Yeshua dying on the cross for us, because it was worth it for us to have eternal life, for us to be able to come closer to you, Father God, for us to come to the throne room, for us, Father God, to have authority and power over the enemy, for us, Father God, to call those things that be not as though they were, for us, Father God, to open our mouth, Father God, and decree and declare a thing, Father God. I thank you that the scales have been removed, Father God, that the people see the hope of their calling. They see, Father God, what you're doing in their life. They see, Father God, what you have called for them to, how you call for them to look. They see it, Lord. And Father, I bind the deaf and dumb spirit, the acting like they don't understand, acting like they can't read the word, acting like they don't understand the word. Father, I bind that spirit, Father God. I declare that the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of them, Father God, I declare that they yield to the Holy Spirit. I declare that the Christ that is inside of them, Father God, it rises up now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that it will not be any backlash or retaliation, Father God, for their commitment, Father God, to be the solution. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they will be uncompromisingly righteous, Father God. They will operate in holiness and righteousness now. In the name of Jesus, Father, forgive us for any time that we didn't look like you, any time that we didn't sound like you, any time, Father God, we didn't represent you well. Father God, forgive us, because you are forgiving God. Now we forgive ourselves. We will not be walk in condemnation. We will not walk in negativity, Father God. And I sever every negative word that have been spoken over them, that's been spoken out of their mouth now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that it does not attach to the other person, Father God. I declare that those people will be free from those negative words, from those cuss words, Father God, from those word curses now. In the name of Jesus, Father, your word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare liberty and freedom, Father God, over these people now in the name of Jesus. I declare household salvation, household deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for making yourself seen and felt in their lives today, Father God. I thank you for renewed minds right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for a renewed spirit now within them now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, everything that was old now, Father God, let all the old things pass away, and behold, all things are made new. I declare something new being made today, a new commitment, Father God, to living right, a new commitment, Father God, to being the solution to the problem, a new commitment, Father God, to being an example, being a pillar, being a beacon, Father God, in this darkened world now in the name of Jesus. I decree it now. I declare it now that they are free, Father God, from the pains of the past. Free, Father God, from the torment, Father God, from their childhood now in the name of Jesus, Father God. They're free from molestation. They're free, Father God, from homosexuality. They're free, Father God, from perversion. They're free, Father God, from the liars. They're free, Father God, from the abuse, mental, physical, and verbal abuse now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I declare that abuse, Father God, stops now. Suddenly, I speak a sudden anointing for abuse to stop now. From the male or the female. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, no longer will they put hands on each other. In the name of Jesus, I break all dysfunction. I come up against all argumentative spirits, arguing about everything. I declare that they will have godly peace in the house. I declare that they will speak, Father God, with respect to each other. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, godly communication, not corrupt communication, not evil communication, but godly communication. Let it be in the household now. In the name of Jesus, let truth be in the household now. In the name of Jesus, let us walk around as truth carriers now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father God. Oh, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, that washes us as white as snow, that removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. Father, that we be able to stand before you without a spot or a blemish or without a wrinkle, Lord. So I thank you right now for the new creatures that are rising today, the new man, the new woman, Father God, the new children, Father God, that are rising today Father God, because they're giving you a yes, Father God. They're giving you a new yes. And they repent. Ooh, Lord. So I thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Father, extend your grace and your mercy to us all. I thank you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Father, we understand that this is the day that you have made. And Father, that this is the day that we choose to do it right. This is the day we choose to rejoice and be glad in this day. So I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you. I praise you for each and every household that is upon this line. Each and every household that shared. Father God, let the favor of God be upon them. Let the favor of God, let the blessings of God, let prosperity be upon them, Father God. Prosperity in their health, prosperity in their marriage, prosperity upon their children, prosperity, Father God, upon their finances. Prosperity be upon them now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you have created them to be the solution to the problem. So let the creative ideas, let the creative anointing bubble up and flow in them now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you that they have ears to hear and eyes to see and a mouth to speak, Father God. They will speak your word like never before. They will hear and be obedient. They will see, Father God, and they will see in the spirit realm. Father, give them the ability to see what you see. That they are able to walk this thing out. So I just thank you for righteousness. I thank you for holiness. I thank you, Father God, for a new and a recommitted individual to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Guess what? I pray that this thing stretch y'all. I pray that this bless y'all today because it blessed me, man. Today is going to be a blessed day. Today is going to be a blessed day. Trinette, today is going to be a blessed day. Y'all heard it? It's going to be a blessed day. I pray that supernatural things start happening. Doors open up. I'm talking about because you've recommitted yourself, because you have literally let that stuff go and allowed God to just emerge inside of you, that the day, let me say, tell you something, today, your phone call is going to start happening. Today. You ain't heard from this person in I don't know how long. And you been like, God, they ain't called me. Where they at? I don't know. God's going to give them gonna prick their heart and going to be like, hey, what you got going on? Like ain't nothing happened. And you going to treat them like ain't nothing happened. They might have been gone for 3, 5, 6, 10 years. But you going to treat them like you just saw them yesterday. Come on now. I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I'm trying to get you somewhere. So let's go. Y'all have a blessed day. Love y'all.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.